Well, I don't think I have met. I know I've met you, but I don't remember.
You know, let me give you a little bit of an angle. It's the same meaning. If you actually hear some other place,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you know. When were you born, Mike?
1900.
What month?
September. 29th, September.
September 29th, mm-hmm. 1900. And where?
In Mexico.
Where in Mexico?
It's Guanajuato, Michoacán.
Come in. Oh, thank you so much, Susan. Is it you or Susan either? Okay. I go by either.
Susan, yeah. Can you give me a piece of paper, please?
Sure.
I got a piece of paper.
Pencil and piece of paper? I got.
No, just the two. Two.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sure.
You know, just the two. To put it with the name, the town. Right?
Oh,
okay.
Yes, yeah. So I can see how to spell it.
Mm-hmm. It's the same place. Jesús Burn and the other place. You know, in Hacienda.
Jesús was on a Hacienda.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and,
thank you, Susie.
Were you in the same place that this is?
No. Michoacán? Yeah, in Michoacán, all right, but it's a little bit far, uh-huh. One to another, you know.
All right, so write me the name of your town or village.
Mm-hmm. Guanajuato.
Guanajuato. Guanajuato.
Uh-huh.
And what was the name of Jesus' village, his town?
He born in Hacienda.
In Hacienda?
Hacienda, you know what I mean? Hacienda.
Oh, yes, that's the name of the village? The
no, no, it's the name of the Hacienda is Maluku.
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 Yes. Maybe. Where did you write that for me? Maluco.
Mm-hmm.
Are these two places close together?
No, it's not. Maybe about 5 miles to far to one place to the other.
Jesus before you came here?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I meet over there in Mexico. Because, you know, his father is a foreman in the Hacienda. You know.
Foreman?
Foreman, yeah. Mm-hmm. And when the revolution started, he got to run away.
1910.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got to run away because, you know, somebody going to shoot him because, you know, those former over there before, you know, he's not so good for the poor people.
Yeah.
He make them work like animals. He got to quit.
Yes, you're talking about the owner of the hacienda?
No, it's the foreman.
The foreman.
Uh-huh.
Jesus' father.
Uh-huh.
Was foreman, and he had to make people work with the whip?
Yeah. That's why, you know, when the revolution started, he ran away. He came to the United States.
Because he was afraid the people would...
Yeah, kill him.
Kill him. The people that he'd been whipping.
Uh-huh. Sure. You know, it's a danger, you know.
Why did he have to whip them?
Well, it's, you know, to make them respect, but it's not so good. A lot of people got to kill, you know, that way.
What was Jesus' father's name?
Cecilio.
Cecilio, yes.
Cecilio Vasquez.
Now, how about the hacienda? Was it like a ranch?
Yeah, he said, hacienda is like it, your father's. Yes. Your grandpa,
uh-huh.
Ranch, see, is the name Hacienda. You got it so many big land, you know. Got the ranch here, there, and, you know, so many. Like it, your father, your grandpa over here.
Yeah.
the same thing. The name.
So the
Sinha
ran away and came up north.
Yeah, come to over here to Sanyana.
Sanyana.
Yeah.
Now, did you know Jesus when you were little boys?
Yeah.
Your family.
Yeah, it's Jesus got the end right in the front of my house, and he when he moved there, he, I guess he got it about 10 years old. When he moved there into Kanamwato, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's been making pretty good friends, you know.
He moved, Jesus moved into your town when
yeah.
he was 10 years old.
Yeah, about 10 years old.
You and he are about the same age.
No, he's, he maybe he's old, about 2 or 3 years older than I.
Older, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then, how about your father?
My father? My father, he worked for Mr. Bixby. He started work to Mr. Bixby in 1906.
What was your father's name?
Luis Hernandez.
Luis Hernandez?
Uh-huh.
And where was he born?
In the same place, Guanajuato.
And when did he come up to California?
To California in 1906. And coming through to Mr. Bixby once.
When was your father born?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
About how old was he when he came up to
maybe by 18 years old.
Young man.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1906, Luis came up. Did he come directly to my grandfather's ranch?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, he worked there. And I said, when he coming over here, maybe you know about the earthquake got in San Francisco in 1906.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Bixby sent the people over there to help.
My grandfather sent his workers
to
up
help
to San Francisco
yeah.
to help?
Uh-huh. You know that?
I didn't know that. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
How did he do that?
I don't know.
Sent you up by train or?
Yeah, I guess so or something. I don't know how get him over there, but he sent the works over there to help. And my father go over there and stay a month. And he sent Larry to San Francisco to my mother over there in Mexico.
He sent?
Larry, you know.
Larry?
San Francisco. Larry, you know.
Later.
Mail.
Uh-huh. Oh, a letter, yes. Yeah. He sent.
Larry.
He sent a letter?
No. My father sent a letter to my mother in Mexico, mm-hmm. to San Francisco, and sent a picture, you know, the earthquake. Yeah.
He had, your father had got, where did he get married?
In Mexico. Yeah.
Now, how many children did your mother have when he came up in 1906?
Maybe. I don't know, I guess three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got not only two, because it's me and the other brother got him in Escondido. His name Crescentiano. He call him Chino. He call him Chino, you know. And he's Chris. In English, it's Chris.
Chris. Uh-huh. Are you the oldest?
Yeah.
And how many after you?
It's six, not five after, but live four when I coming over here, coming four, and two die in Mexico, little kids, little baby.
Okay.
And still live three, the Quays and Ed, and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you live in Mexico?
Guanajuato.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a house was it?
Adobe house.
Mm-hmm. All right, now your dad, Luis, came in 1906.
Yeah.
How did he hear about my grandfather?
It's my father-in-law. He worked for Mr. Bixby before, I guess 1903 or 1904.
What was his name?
Angel Ortiz. Angel.
Angel.
It's Angel.
Angel. Oh, yes. A-N-J-E-L.
It's a name, Angel.
Yes.
Ortiz.
Ortiz. Ortiz. O-R-T-I-Z. And Angel worked for my grandfather in 1903.
Yeah. He worked down to Coco, just carrying chips.
Yeah.
So the one is goats.
Oh, yes, sheep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess it's carrying the sheep's him over there. That's what he told me.
Yeah. He worked on the coho, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather didn't own the coho until 1913.
I don't know. He got to work more someplace, you know. But then he got to. That's what he doing. He get the ships.
So then, Angel told your dad about.
And after when it's a revolution time coming, it's my father and him coming back again, and my father will come over here in the big sphere ranch. And my grandfather, my father-in-law, and the son go down to El Cojo to get the ships to 1913.
Yeah. Many of, in fact, all of the people who worked for my grandfather were from Michoacan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I know the Castro Roa. His brother, Prajede Roa, and I know the mother, the sisters in Mexico.
How come, Mike, so many of them were from the same state in Mexico?
Well, you know, the same now, see, I over here, you know, and somebody he know over there, me over here, it's my friend, you know, it's just while I go see. I go over there because I got a friend over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's what we call word of mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's what it happened to. Uh-huh. And everybody over there in Mexico, everybody know about Mr. Bixby. Everybody.
Yeah. What did they know about him?
He's a good man. He's a good man, you know. Yes. And it's a truth. A real honest man. Never find now the people like him.
I listen to. You listen.
Like a father to everybody. The same, Mrs. Bickley, the same thing.
Yeah.
Your mother, too. Your mother is. I like her. Like a mother.
I do too. Yeah.
You know, because I was but again, you know, because she's sick. I old enough. Maybe she's the same age.
Yes, she's the same age.
Yeah. I don't know, but she got the sick. I feel all right. I get the sick, you know, sometimes, but it's not bad. But I know she's a real bad.
She feels very bad.
Yeah.
You did so much for her that day that you came with your wife and brought her those beautiful, beautiful things that your wife had made. You made her feel so good, Mike. She felt all the pain just left her.
Mm-hmm.
Left her. She had a lot of pain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She had no pain for at least 2 days, just remembering. Mm-hmm. You coming and the love that you expressed really made her feel good.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Well, how old were you when you first came up?
1914, coming over here.
Your mother brought you in 1914?
Yeah, I come through to Bixby. My father already died, you know.
Oh. Your dad died before your mother came up from Mexico?
Yeah. You know, and he sent a letter to my mother, tell him they're coming over here in March. And my mother talked to my grandpa. My grandpa said, no, you better stay here, let him be coming back. And she says, no, I got to go because he called me. And
was your dad on the ranch of Los Alamitos at that time when he was sick? He
worked him over here. No, he's not sick. He's not sick. He worked. He lived, you know, you remember where Manuel lived?
Yes.
You remember?
Back on Palo Verde?
Yeah. Back to the Manuel house. He got a pump there. The water pump.
Manuel Machuca?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He got a pump there. And got the house there. And my father sleeped there, eating a lunch. But he lived there, you know.
In a little house?
Yeah, in a little house there, a small one. And when he got the raining or something, you know, happened to the pump. And Mr. Bixby told him, you better move to the bunk house. And at the same time, his brother and the other guy living in Whitty, I mean, in, you know, what he called him before. East Long Beach, you know where is the park is there? Mm-hmm. Recreation Park?
Yeah.
He lived there, this side there, on Hine Street. He lived there, and the brother, and he moved over there. And Joe, uncle, he owed to my father $50, you know.
And he gave your father $50?
Yeah, the name is Manuel too,
yeah.
You know.
Why did he give him $50?
Because when he got married, you know, he don't got enough money. Mm-hmm. And asked him $50 to my father. He says, in 2 months I'll give it back. And my father wants to get the money to send to my mother to get there ready, you know, the money when come down to El Paso. And my father come and ask him if he got the money. He said, because I'm going to use it. My family pretty soon is in El Paso and I need the money to send them over there. And in the same time, the man, the Manuel, come outside, you know, and got the pistol in the hand. He says, this is to pay to everybody I owe for the money. And he says, this is the way you pay to the friends? He says, yes, that's the way I pay. And my father, he says, all right, keep the money. And he go back, you know. In the same time, it's at night time, he ride the bicycle. You know, in 1914, it's no lights in the street. It's real dark. And the other guy come to Long Beach, you know, in a bicycle, and he got a wreck. My father is mad, you know. And I said, got the spear, you know, and got the wreck. And he goes down to home, you know.
The two bicycles crashed on in the dark.
Uh-huh. And my father, you know, started vomiting right away, you know, and taking, go down to the house, and my uncle taken down to the hospital right away, and he died next day.
What do you suppose happened?
Yeah.
Just from the crash of the bus?
Yeah, you know, because he got sick, mad, and after got a scare, you know, was. The same thing and at the same time, you know, it's too much. He got a, I don't know what he call him, but he call him in Spanish, a bilis, you know, a blood.
Yeah, blood.
I don't know what he call him. He said bilis in Spanish, you know.
Yeah, high blood pressure,
No,
ulcer,
I guess it's...
No,
he call him, you know, when you eat everybody, he got a liver, got a little bag,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it eat, the drop come down
mm-hmm.
to cook the what you eat.
Yeah.
Well, this drop, when they got the med, or got a scare or something, you know, sometimes drop in the blood, and then mm-hmm. poison to the body, you know. And my father, he told to stay for 24 hours and I was to die.
Let me just say what I think I heard you say. This man named Manuel, not Manuel Machuca, but another Manuel, who was your father's uncle or friend or...
No, just a friend.
Just a friend, all right. Your father had loaned Manuel $50.
Yeah.
And your father, Luis, wanted that $50 back.
Yeah.
To send to his wife so that she could buy
mother.
A ticket to go to El Paso and come here.
Yeah.
All right. He went to Manuel and said, I want the money back. And Manuel took out a pistol.
Yeah.
And said, this is how I will pay you.
Yeah. That's what he did.
And your father left Manuel and was very angry and scared and got on his bike
mm-hmm.
in the dark of night. Did he go on his bike to see Manuel?
No, yeah. He came to Long Beach to see
To see Manuel. And on his bike, he got on his bike and was coming back to the ranch and it was pitch dark and he crashed into somebody else on the bike.
He go to Long Beach.
Yeah.
My father go to Long Beach, you know. He lived right in the front of the recreation park. He said, I was there. And the other guy come to Long Beach to this way, see. They got it crashed. I said, why he don't stay too long?
I had heard that my grandfather sometimes sent money to people in Michoacan.
Yeah.
Did he do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the truth.
To get let them buy their tickets to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
why did your father ask Mr. Bixby for the money for his wife to come?
Because he got the money, you know. He thinks he's going to get the money.
Yeah.
To get her ready to, when I call to the apostle, send her the money over there, you know, to the tickets. That's what Mr. Bixby do to my mother. See, when I come to El Paso, nobody, my mother sent a letter to my father over here to the ranch.
Your mother's name, what was your name?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent a letter to to my father, you know, nobody answered. And sent 2-3 letters, nobody answered. And after 2-3 months, you know, passed, stay in El Paso. He said, a guy coming through to Anamuato, you know, to come over here to Mr. Victor Ranch. And saw me there in El Paso, send the newspapers, you know. And he says, what's the matter with you?
You were sitting in El Paso, waiting there.
Yeah.
You and your mother?
Yeah, and my brothers and my mother,
mm-hmm.
they wait to my father. Send the money, you know.
Seven of you, I guess.
Five four brothers
mm-hmm.
and my mother, five, you know. And I stayed
and you waited there 2 months? Three months in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent a letter to your father?
Over here to the ranch and nobody answered. About three, 4 times, you know, and I said,
how did your mother get the money to come to El Paso?
That's why I got it.
Oh, okay.
See, and this guy come to El Paso. I see me in El Paso. You know, I sell the newspapers there in El Paso, and see me there. He says, "What's the matter? You stay here?" I say, "My mother sent a letter to my father and never got the answer." He says, "Well, tomorrow I'm gonna be over there at the ranch, and I'm gonna tell Louis." And there I said, all right. And he come through over here and told to Mr. Bixby. And Mr. Bixby sent the tickets right away to El Paso. See?
Because Louis was dead.
Yeah. When I come through over here, somebody go wait over there in Los Angeles, you know,
at the train depot?
Yeah. and bring it over here. And my mother asked him, well, tomorrow my husband don't come in. Says, because he work in the other ranch, he don't tell him, he already died, or never say, you know. He used to say, because he work in the other place in Santa Barbara. And I come through the ranch, Mr. Bixby got the house and everything ready, you know. And he told to my mother, says, Luis dead. He says he died in May.
This was 2-3 months later.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Started at 14.
14.
Yeah. And he says, Mr. Big says, but don't worry. I'm going to carry all the family. I'm going to send the kids in the school. And the boys will come to school and help to the gardener 2-3 hours. My mother said, all right. Mm. Can't say no, you know. I don't know nobody here. And he says, she says, all right. But after two, three days, my uncle coming. He's my mother and brother, you know, come to Artesia. And talk to my mother, I'm going to take him over there in Artesia. And Mr. Bixby say, no, you better leave it over here. I'm going to send the kids in the school. He says, yeah, I'm going to send them too. I'm going to send them in the school. Never go. 1 second in the school. Next day, I was coming in Sunday. Monday, got the shop of wood.
Got the?
Send me and my brother, you know, to shop the wood.
To, Chop the wood.
Yeah. And also, the school gave it my uncle.
you went to Artesia,
yeah.
Did you? For the whole family moved to Artesia.
Yeah.
With your uncle.
Uh-huh.
And you worked, where did you work?
In shop the wood.
You chopped the wood?
Yeah.
On a ranch in Artesia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it your uncle's ranch or?
No. No, there's a shop of wood to somebody, you know. They paid so much for the corn, you
mm-hmm.
know. But this and it's a beets already, you know, mm-hmm. out. And after, and I guess in February, it's got him, the sinning beets, on shop in the wood, but got the sinning beets.
The sugar beets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sugar beets. Cinnamon beets.
You planted them or cultivated
no,
them?
No, it's a thinning, you know, to get the, I got the hole. This is a line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got the hole and chop this way. See?
Mm-hmm.
And leave one plant over here, one over here. See?
So you and your brothers.
Yeah.
Went right to work in Artesia.
Yeah, no school.
No school.
Never been in the school 1 second.
Did you go to school in Mexico?
Not too much.
Where did you learn to write?
Over there in Mexico.
Who taught you? Who taught you?
Well, you know, in Mexico, I never worked myself. 1 minute. I've been in the school and ride the horses, you know, play to the calves and everything, you know, because my grandpa got the money. They got the 3 grandpas. Most everyone got the money.
Mm-hmm.
And when I coming over here, I never got them, no, never got them myself, you know, over there in Mexico, 1 stick in my hand. When I coming over here, I cry. I thought you were very cool.
When you were in Mexico, I don't understand what about the stick in the hand. Your grandfather, is that your father's father?
And my mother's father.
Your grandfather.
You see, you know, my grandpa, my father's mother, you know, he said a widow. My mother died when she born.
Your
and the other the friends get my mother and Karen, you know, to 15 years old.
Friends took care of your mother until she was 15.
Yeah. And when my grandfather get to marry again, they told him, here is Jesus, you want to take him home? All right, you want to live more here? All right. And but I call him grandpa, you know, and my mother call him father and mother, you know. And got the three grandpas, you know. That's why I got the three.
Yeah.
And
what were their names? This was your mother's father. What was his name?
My father's, my grandpa, you mean?
Yes.
So one of my mother's name was Teodoro.
Teodoro
Segura. And my grandpa, to my father, is Gregorio Hernandez.
Gregorio Hernandez. Uh-huh. That was your father's father.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And the guys carried my mother, you know, when she born, his name is Braulio Alvarez.
So your mother was brought up by her grandparents.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to understand.